بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حسد إلا في اثنتين: رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق، ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها. متفق عليه. We are still in this book, Kitab al-Ilm, the book of knowledge. And previously we read of the great virtues which Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the importance, the necessity and the great virtues and benefits of Deeni knowledge, Islamic knowledge. And yet this knowledge that is being referred to is Islamic knowledge. The dunya's knowledge, which is also a necessity to the extent that it is necessary, that is the experiences of people. That is not revelation from Allah Ta'ala, which is absolute and with absolute certainty. With absolute certainty is only this wahi, knowledge of deen, which Allah had sent to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَعَنْ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is narrated from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا حسد إلا في اثنتين, that there is no jealousy except it is permissible with regard to two types of people. Yeah, the word hasad that has been used in the hadith, the explanation of it is given by the ulama that by hasad is meant ghibta. Ghibta is envy. Hasad means that if somebody has got some ni'mat and we have got hasad for that person, we are burning inside us. Why is this person got this ni'mat? And we are also burning that his, that ni'mat of his must burn out. He must not have that ni'mat. That beautiful house of his must, something must happen. His car, his shop, whatever it is, we are jealous of that person. Or if it is with regard to deeni matters, a great alim, a qari, etc., what good work he's doing, how beautiful he's reading Quran, jealousy means that we wish that something happens to him and this ni'mat is taken away from him. This is haram. However, ghibta, that me envy, this means that we admire that person, what he has got, and we wish and make dua that, oh Allah, bless me also with this ni'mat. This is not preferred and desired in everything, but it is particularly desired and preferred with regard to two types of people. One is what we will perhaps say, a worldly person, though in actual fact, this person is not a worldly person. Who is this? Rajulun atahu Allahu malan, a person whom Allah has given wealth. He's a wealthy person. Allah has given him lot of dunya. But fasallatahu ala halakatihi fil haq, he is determined to spend it all in good causes, for the widows, for the orphans, for having a well dug, for having a masjid bal, for madrasa, to spend on the ulama, on all good causes for deen, to have kitabs printed, etc. Whatever good causes of deen, he's spending it right, left and center, all the time. He's in fact looking for opportunities. Where can I spend this? And where can I give it in the path of Allah Ta'ala? So if we see such a person, then it is desired that we have that desire that may Allah make me also like this person, that I also have lot of wealth and that I spend it sincerely for Allah's pleasure, right, left and center, all the time that I also spend it. So for such a person to have this envy, it is desired, it is permissible. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةِ, and a person whom Allah Ta'ala has given wisdom, knowledge of deen. فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا, and he becomes a qadi, he judges between people, he sorts out people's problems. People come to their problems, husband-wife problems, partners in a business, parents and children problem, and then in the light of that knowledge, he gives correct solutions and correct decisions. وَيُعَلِّمُهَا, and he teaches it also to other people. Allah has given him great knowledge, proper understanding of it, He practices on it and he's teaching it also all the time to other people. Teaching to students, making bayans to people, passing this knowledge on to other people. There is also something that we should have ghibta for, that we should desire. If only I also could be like this. May Allah make me like this, that I also be blessed with this knowledge and I also teach it to other people. I teach Quran Sharif, I teach Hadith, I teach Masail, Fiqh, whatever occasion of Hajj, I teach people how to make Hajj. Ramzan comes, how to spend Ramadan correctly, etc. All the matters of deen. So this is also a thing that should be desired and that we should wish that we have it. And if we are past that age of acquiring this knowledge now, then we should have this desire to make our children ulama like that, to make them hafid, that they lead the Taraweeh prayer, for example. All the other matters of deen we should make our children. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو موسى أشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه says قال رسول الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم. The example of that knowledge and hidayat which Allah has given me and sent me with it to mankind. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَصَابَ أَرْضًا. It is like rain which falls on the ground. When it falls on the ground, there are different types of ground with different capacity and qualities. فَكَانَتْ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ. One piece of ground is such. طَيِّبَةٌ. Very good ground, very fertile. قَبِلَتِ الْمَا. It accepts the water. فَأَمْبَتَتِ الْكَلَأَ وَالْعُشَبَ الْكَثِيرِ. And from that, lot of grazing ground comes into existence and lot of wonderful green grass for the animals, for the cows, for the sheep, for the goats, camels, etc. Wonderful grazing ground has come. And those animals eat and man eat those animals. So it is great goodness for man also. So that is one type of ground. وَكَانَ مِنْهَا أَجَادِبُ أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَاءِ. And they are another piece of ground which has the capacity of damming the water. It does not grow things. Things don't grow from there. But it dams the water and keeps the water. فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسِ. Then people benefit from it. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهَا. People drink from that water. وَسَقَوْا وَزَرَعُوا. And they give it to their animals to drink and they also use it to irrigate their farms. So that the ground itself did not benefit, but it dammed it and made it a cause for other people to benefit. Now people are drinking, animals are drinking, people are irrigating their farms, a lot of benefit in that way. وَصَابَ طَائِفَةً مِنْهَا الْأُخْرَى. And that rain also comes to another type of ground. إِنَّمَا هِيَ قِعَان لَا تُمْسِكُمَا. But it is like a stony, rocky place of ground. It is what outwardly we will say a useless piece of ground, that it does not gather the water. وَلَا تُمْبِتُ كَلَأَ. And it does not make grass and grazing ground, things for others to benefit either. Neither did it gather the water, neither did it let it other people benefit. So three types of ground. One type that it benefited itself, it made things grow. And what grows, other people benefit. So it benefited itself, it benefited others. The other is, it did not benefit itself, but it benefited others. It dammed the water, other people benefit. And the third, neither did it benefit itself, and neither do others benefit. So people are also like that. فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ فَقُهَ فِي الدِّينِ. So this is the example of one, the first type, a person who has acquired knowledge of deen, the proper understanding. وَنَفَعَهُ مَا بَعَثَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. And he benefits with that which Allah has given him, this knowledge. فَعَلِمَ وَعَلَّمَ. He has learned and he teaches also. He practices himself and he teaches this knowledge to others. Other people come on hidayat. Other people come on the right path. They also benefit. So that is the first type. وَمَثَلُ مَا لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَلِكَ رَأْسًا. And that was the first and second type. The second, the third is that person who did not pay attention to this knowledge. It was there. For example, a bayan is given, there are some people who benefit. and they practice. Others go and tell their families at home, tell their wives. Today we listen to this. They tell their friends. Other people benefit. Others are sleeping here, or I don't care attitude, or they don't pay any attention. So they don't benefit. The knowledge is being imparted, but they don't benefit, and consequently others also don't benefit. They don't pay any benefit attention. وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْ هُدَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. And they don't accept and take that hidayat which Allah has sent me with to them. So knowledge is also of three types. One is that person who this knowledge is imparted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hide anything. He imparted it, and Allah rewarded the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum, tabi'in, tabi'in, great ulama, muhaddithin, fuqaha, mufassirin. This was their work. They acquired this knowledge, they benefited, they spread it to mankind. Others benefit. Who it reaches, now we also should benefit ourselves, practice on it, pass it on to others. Secondly, if we unfortunately are not practicing, but at least pass on the correct message, the correct knowledge to others, even as parents, if we are not practicing, but we know what is right, tell the children what is right. Tell those who are under us what is the right thing. Let others benefit from it. And let us not be of the third group, that we don't benefit, and consequently, others also can't benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.